With so many farm and estate workers away in the forces, the farmers had to find ready labour elsewhere. For Betty Jones, this was a life-changing experience. Brought up in the Black Country with no knowledge of country life, she found herself accepted by the Women's Land Army and was posted to Croom Farm.
When we arrived at the farm, they'd had their dinner, but Mrs. Scott had kept the dinner for me, a roast dinner, and she put it there for me, and while I was eating it, she sat talking to me and asked me about if I'd done any farm or anything, and I said no. And she said, well, you'll find it hard work, but if you can take it, it's a good life. And she was absolutely right. It was tough, it was hard, but it was a good life, and I wouldn't have changed it for the world, because I was there just over 3 years and I had a wonderful experience while I was there. I loved haymaking. That was a wonderful, wonderful time, because it was in the nice weather, and then after it'd been drying, there was a little machine that turned the hay over. This was done with a horse-drawn machine. The one nice thing about doing that was having the shire horses, because I loved those horses. We only had the two. Captain was a brown one and Duke was a black one. And they were such good workers. I had a bit of a fright with Duke because he was the first one I took out, and I was trying to get his bridle over his head. And he kept nuzzling me in the neck, and his teeth, he kept nibbling at me on my shoulders, and I really was frightened. And Margaret, the daughter, was going by, and she said, you all right, Betty? And I said, Duke won't hold his head up, he keeps nuzzling me in the neck. And she laughed. She just pushed his head back up, and she said, he's after your buttons on my overall. Uh-huh. She says, he loves buttons. She says, if you've got buttons on, you keep, he sort of licked at them.
Betty soon got to grips with the horses and all the other jobs on the farm, even muck spreading, hoeing swedes and potato picking.
I used to go hoeing. Now, when he first had me hoeing, I thought I would never, never be able to do it, because you had a hoe each, and we went up in fours. And, I didn't think I'd ever get the knack of it. And men, they were very good, and they always had to wait for me to catch up with them. But actually, there is a knack to it, and I did get the knack eventually, and I really felt that I was as good as the men in the end, because you had to keep up with them. We had prisoners of war to help us with potato picking. We had Italian prisoners and sometimes German prisoners of war. And the Italian prisoners, they were lazy. They didn't put themselves out, but the Germans were excellent workers. Pleasure to work with them, although we weren't allowed to converse with them. If the sack I was filled up, I would do my share and take it up to the lorry. But they always went, no, 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 put the hand up, and they would take it for me. Never saw any of the Italians do that.
Whilst her mother never approved of Betty's decision to join the Land Army, she grew to appreciate Croom's cabbages.
The sewerage plant for Defford Aerodrome was on the farm. There was the man in charge looking after it. He was quite a nice man, but he grew the biggest cabbages you've ever seen. They were beauties, they were absolutely solid. I used to buy one or two of him to take. Well, I would only take one at a time home to mother, because it partly fills my bag.
Yes.
That when I was taking them, they were quite heavy. My mother said she could make about six dinners out of one of the cabbages, but they were beauties. Yeah. But I never told my mother they were being grown on the sewage patch, otherwise I don't think she'd have fasted them, knowing her.
Betty's wartime experiences changed her life forever, and it was the same for many other people connected with Croom. This was an era of extraordinary change, and you can hear how it affected the lives of our interviewees on the second Croom Voices CD.